A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus was teaching in a synagogue on the Sabbath, and a woman was there who for 18 years had been crippled by a spirit. She was bent over, completely incapable of standing erect. When Jesus saw her, he called to her and said, "Woman, you are set free of your infirmity." He laid his hands on her, and she at once stood up straight and glorified God. But the leader of the synagogue, indignant that Jesus had cured on the Sabbath, said to the crowd in reply, "There are 6 days when work should be done. Come on those days to be cured, not on the Sabbath day." The Lord said to him in reply, "Hypocrites, does not each one of you on the Sabbath untie your ox or your ass from the manger and lead it out for watering? This daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound for 18 years now, ought she not to have been set free on the Sabbath day from this bondage?" When he said this, all his adversaries were humiliated, and the whole crowd rejoiced at all the splendid deeds done by him. The Gospel of the Lord. Anyone who has ever suffered with back issues can appreciate what this poor woman was going through. It doesn't take much for a bat to go out. One false step here, one errant move there, and all of a sudden you can be doubled over in excruciating pain, no longer able to stand upright, incapable of walking with your normal gait, unable to look the world in the eye. The only thing you can see is the ground in front of you, but you don't really see it because your complete attention is on your back, making sure you don't further aggravate it. It's exhausting, agonizing, depleting. 18 days, 18 seconds really, is long enough to suffer a back issue. And here is this woman who has been crippled by such a spirit for 18 years. We don't know what exactly ailed her, only that she was bent over, incapable of standing erect. There are some scripture scholars who indicate she may have suffered from osteoporosis, a weakening of the bones that leads to a stooped position. Despite her condition, though, the woman continued to go to synagogue. That would have taken a ton of energy. She didn't go to synagogue to become the center of attention. She probably had had enough attention of fingers pointing, of people looking askance, of parents pulling their children closer to themselves so as to avoid this person so plagued, so burdened. This woman didn't go to synagogue looking for healing as suggested by the official in his reprimand. For all we know, she may have very well given up on such expectations. This woman didn't go to synagogue to become the source of a theological debate between the official and Jesus. She went to the synagogue, weak and bent over, simply to worship God. And there was Jesus, noticing this one who was bent over, calling attention to her, speaking to her, "Woman, you are set free from your infirmity." Going to her, laying his hands upon her, healing her, responding to her out of mercy and compassion. This woman went to synagogue, weak and bent over, to worship God. But she left, standing up straight and glorifying God. There are many bent over women in our world today. Do we see them? Is our attention drawn to them as Jesus' attention was drawn to the woman? Our planet, bent over with climate change. Our church, bent over with burdening rules and regulations and continued accusations of sexual abuse. of women, girls, and boys who are bent over with trafficking, of men, women, and children in Syria and Iraq, bent over because they've been ousted from their homes and are now refugees. People bent over by abuse. Immigrants bent over because they're not allowed to cross the border. Those who are suffering with chronic and terminal illnesses. What is our response to these people and situations and others like them? Are we like the synagogue official, caught in an osteoporosis state of being? I didn't realize it, but bone is a living tissue that is constantly being broken down and replaced. Osteoporosis occurs when the creation of new bone doesn't keep up with the removal of the old bone, so bones become weak and brittle. Sometimes it's our hearts and minds that become weak and brittle because we align ourselves so closely with unbending rules and rigid ways that we fail to see the broken person or people or planet before us. We fail to nurture the life that would strengthen the living body of Christ. Pope Francis is trying to heal our church of our osteoporosis and infuse us with a hefty dose of mercy and compassion, the living tissue of our life as disciples. There is never a good time to come down with back issues or with any kind of illness. But as Jesus demonstrated, there is always a good time to respond to the needs of those who are bent over. The time is now that our world and our sisters and brothers may be set free. The time of salvation is upon us. The time is now to stand up straight and glorify God.